at the Waco site?
For 2 years, I had to pull back out of California because, like I say, I get a lot of persecution over what I teach.
Are you afraid to allow an ambulance to come in to take away wounded, for instance? Had anyone talked to you about that?
Well, like I said, we have two wounded, and both of them refused to go.
The wounded people themselves have refused to go. These are the two adults?
Right.
If they wanted to go, would you let them go?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've always thought that. You can ask any of my opposition. I've always told them that when they're ready to move on, it's time.
And you personally have been there 2 years. Where were you before that?
I was going all around the country.
Preaching?
Opening up the fields.
Now, where does the name Vernon Howell come from?
That was my mother's name that she gave to me.
That was your given name?
Right. In 1985, my name was changed to David Koresh for a reason.
Can you share that reason, or is that a secret?
Well, it's no real secret. It's just Deuteronomy and the Song of Moses, which is 144,000 things in Revelation 14 and 15. It says that God will publish his name. We got to make sure as Bible students we know which God we're serving, because there's so many gods. There's the gods of the Catholics, the God of the Lutherans, the God of the Christians. You know what I'm saying?
What's the origin of the last name, Mr. Koresh?
Well, in Isaiah 45, it talks about Cyrus. And the Hebrew name is Koresh. The Persian king of Cyrus was commanded to overthrow Babylon. But of course, the mystery of that prophecy is that God says he surnamed him, which is a family name. And it says, don't argue with your mother and your father. So you see, we believe that our God is male and female. Of course, I know that as a fact.